Cody Johnson, hashtag Cocho Nation, and on my way to you on the Early Bird Show, 105.5 and 105.9, The Hawk. It's number one for New Country. Don Jarrett, and I want to talk to Scott Ferreira now. He's with Project Healing Waters here in East Idaho. Scott, tell us about the program.
Project Healing Waters, we are a 501c. I learned about it when I was up in Montana fishing. It's dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of active duty wounded warriors or disabled veterans from any campaign, whether it, I've got guys from the Korean War all the way through, Iraqi freedom, wow. Vietnam and others, all in the program. And what we do is we teach these vets how to tie flies, build rods, fly cast, and then we eventually take them out fishing. And everything is funded through charitable donations for these guys. They don't have to put anything out. They get devices and everything. All the instruction is from, you know, local people who are, you know, experts. Jimmy's All Season Angler, Idaho Fishing Outfitters. And we meet once a month and or more and have a fly tying session where, you know, the vets can have that camaraderie with other like people and learn how to tie flies. And then I give them the equipment once they, you know, have shown up two or three times to take home with them.
Awesome.
And I can't tell you. Yeah, it's awesome, man. I can't tell you how many guys have come up and said, you know, the demons were coming for me at 2 in the morning, and I was here, you know, struggling. I got up and tied a few flies, and an hour later, I was back in bed. I felt much better.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you know, anything you can do to get the word out. We've grown from 4 people at our first meeting to I've got over 25 participants now. It was started by an admiral who was in Walter Reed Hospital getting treated for cancer, and he kept seeing these young guys coming back, amputees, you know, traumatic brain injuries. He said, I got to give these guys something to look forward to. I got to take them out fishing, teach them how to tie flies. And that's where it all started.
You know, Scott, we understand exactly what you're saying because we worked with PTSD veteran athletes and Russell Davies in Pocatello. And he has a similar program getting veterans out, exercising their demons literally with skiing and kayaking and mountain biking. And the results have been amazing. And quite frankly, programs like this save lives, man. So God bless you for what you're doing with Project Healing Waters.
I'm telling you, Don, I've got a guy who's 28, paralyzed from the waist down from the Air Force, and this has given him something to look forward to. It's given him and his family something to do together. He's in a wheelchair, so his kids hop up in his lap. He ties flies with them. Just phenomenal. I've had guys in tears say, I can't believe, you know, people care this much, you know. And, you know, they just come in and they get that camaraderie. And the Vietnam vets, it's great to watch them interact with the younger guys who are just struggling with stuff, and they can look at these guys and go, hey, these guys have made it. I can do this, you know, and so it's just awesome. It's really cool stuff.
Yes, it is, my friend. Thank you so much for what you guys do for our veterans with Project Healing Waters. If people want to donate or help out, or maybe a veteran is listening right now that wants to be part of the program, how do they get involved? How do they find you?
My Facebook page is, the one that you've been on already. And there's a network for give there. There's a donate button on that. Okay. And then the national website is www.projecthealingwaters.org.
Cool.
And then they should just select, donate. There's a donate button on there. And then they just should earmark it for the Idaho Falls program. Because we're a new program, Don, we are fully funded for the first year by headquarters. They approved my budget. They totally have just been so supportive of it, and it's grown so fast. They've increased my funding as well. But I need to start getting self-sufficient. So this is fantastic to make these inroads so that we can, you know, keep this program moving and keep it here for our vets. Because I can't even tell you, there's so many of them that, you know, just get isolated and secluded, and this just brings them out. And it's just fantastic.
Scott Ferreira, Project Healing Waters here in East Idaho, helping our veterans with fly tying and fly fishing. And please help if you can, Hawk Flock. This is saving lives, changing lives, and most importantly, just helping our veterans and helping those that have given so much for our country. So God bless them. God bless you, Scott, and everybody at Project Healing Waters. Thank you so much for what you do, and have a great day.
Thanks. Appreciate it.